Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Welcome to St. Peter's. So our first lesson this morning is well known. Moses receiving the Ten Commandments from God. I imagine that for many of you, whenever you hear these verses, for the rest of your lives, you will think of Charlton Heston standing up impersonating Moses with his big booming voice and the white flowing hair. May be true for most people, but for me, whenever I hear this, I cannot help but think of Mel Brooks. If any of you ever saw History of the World Part 1, Mel Brooks is Moses. And anytime I read these lessons, I swear as a priest, I read the Ten Commandments frequently, I cannot help but think of Mel Brooks and laugh. Mel Brooks receives the commandments from God, but he has three tablets. And he walks out to the edge of the mountain and he proclaims the message to the people. The Lord your God has given you these 15, and then one tablet shatters to the ground. And he looks and he says, "Oi, these 10 commandments God has for you to learn and memorize." Watch the made-for-TV version of that, by the way, in case you think that I'm telling you to watch something that maybe you shouldn't, but it's a funny movie. Of all the commandments that we could talk about, of all that we could mention, I want to spend all of my time this morning on the simple message, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. We had a vestry meeting this week. In the vestry meeting, we had a profound discussion about busyness and the impossibility of rest. Several of us were saying that we're not busy because of any stage we are in our life, because it has nothing to do with career or kids or how many kids you have or whether you're in school or whether you're retired. Everybody, it's like there is an epidemic of busyness in our world. We love being busy until we don't. But we love telling everybody we're busy because it makes us feel that we're really important. It makes us feel that we have a lot going on, that our lives matter because there's so much happening. But God says to Moses, remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all of your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien residents in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. What I often tell people is that God says over and over again in the Bible, the Sabbath was not a suggestion. God does not say to us, it would be a good idea to take a day off. God says, of the top 10 things, the top 15, 10 things that God could tell us are most important about being a human being, about being in relationship with God, about living our life, one of the top 10 is take a day off. Rest. Take a day and give it back to God. And in case we think our generation is so different, Moses is very particular here. He says, you can't do any work. And by the way, in case you thought you were going to get around this, your kids can't do the work for you. Your servants can't do the work for you. The non-Jewish people you have living in your town can't do the work for you. Everybody has to rest. Resting, I think we all find, is a hard thing to do. There was earlier this week, David Sinden sent me this wonderful email about an article in Science Magazine in 2015. 2014-2015, there was a scientist named Erin Westgate at the University of Virginia that did a study. She and her researchers brought people into their lab, and they told each person they were going to be asked to sit alone in an empty room for 10 to 20 minutes. They took everything away from them. They took their cell phones, they took their iPods, they took their watches, any distractions. And they pointed out a nearby button on the wall that was attached to something on their arm that if they pressed it, would give them an electric shock. And the Westgate says that they had each participant press the button just for practice, and then asked them how unpleasant it was and whether they would pay money to not be shocked again. Everybody agreed it was unpleasant to be shocked. And yes, they would pay money to not have to be shocked again. So the researchers then asked all the test subjects to sit in the room by themselves and entertain themselves with their own thoughts for 10 to 20 minutes. There were only two rules. They couldn't get out of their chair and they couldn't fall asleep. But if they wanted to, they were free to press the button to shock themselves again. And then they shut the door and let them sit in the room for 10 minutes by themselves. Guess what happened? And this is actually pretty funny. 70% of the men in the study shocked themselves. 25% of the women in the study shocked themselves. Given the choice of sitting quietly, peacefully, and not doing a thing for 10 to 20 minutes was worse in most people's minds than having an electric shock as many times as they wanted it. A shock that right before taking the test, they said they would have paid good money to not have to experience again. What does this say about us? We're terrified of sitting still. We are absolutely terrified of it. Of sitting still, being alone, of just giving a few moments or a day of our week back to God. And what is it that we're so afraid of? You know, today it is awfully difficult to keep the Sabbath. You know, I'll say I can remember back in the good old days when I was a kid, and there were a fair number of businesses that were closed on Sundays. Remember that? It wasn't so much of an option to not keep the Sabbath. There was nothing else to do, especially if you grew up in the South like I did. Everything was closed. But today, everything is open. And in addition to that, all the sports take place on Sunday mornings. Don't even get me started on that. That's a whole other sermon. When I'm ready to let the steam blow out of my ears, I'm going to preach to you all about soccer. But until we get there, sports are on Sundays. Birthday parties are on Sunday mornings. Half of the kids in my kids' class have their birthday parties at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Sunday is as busy as every other day of the week. And then in addition to that, we've got all of our gadgets to keep us busy in the time that we're waiting between one activity and the other. So much time that is spent, that is wasted. Why do you think God commanded us to keep the Sabbath? God created all the world in 6 days and took one day to sit back and enjoy it. God created every one of us, created us. And when God created us, said the same thing God said when the world was created. It's good. God commands us to take a day of each week of our lives and to sit back and reflect on the goodness of God and of all that we have. It is so hard to do. Blaise Pascal once said that all of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone. I love that. Because what we do in all that busyness is we think of all the things that we ought to be doing. It's easy to forget about God. It's easy to think, I don't really need to talk to God. I really don't need for God to talk to me because I'm busy. And I've got all these things going on in my life, and I think that they're important, and I think that they're going to give me importance, and they're going to make me feel good. But nothing makes us feel as good as God. Maybe sometimes we're filling our lives so much with busyness is because there's something that we really don't want to have to cope with. Maybe it's a tragic loss. Maybe it's something we're afraid of. Maybe it's some kind of sin we've committed that's so bad we just want to do all kinds of things so that we don't have to acknowledge it. But the one who calls us into stillness is the one who said, "Come to me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." No matter where we are in our lives, we all need rest. No matter where we are in our lives, how good things are going, how much things have fallen apart, we all need God. So I challenge you in the next week, on your Sabbath day, turn off your phone. Don't put it on airplane mode. Don't turn the wireless off. Turn it off. Be still. This morning I was teaching the youth confirmation class. I began to teach them what it is to pray. I'm pretty proud of this. I got 15 kids to sit silently in a room for 3 minutes. 13 and 14-year-olds. That's a miracle of the week. I could hang it up, I could drop the mic right now and walk away, and I'd feel pretty good about that. So I dare you to do the same thing. Take time this week, turn everything off, and give some time back to God. And after you finish telling God all the things you need in your life, let God speak to you. You might be surprised by what God says. Amen.